from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's Friday, and we just couldn't finish the week without having a fun Friday edition of Radio Night Live. And I am so honored every week that this lady is willing to spend her time helping us all understand our city a little bit better and celebrate all the fun things that are going on. Christine Nicholas, it's always great to see you. And if your microphone was unmuted, it would be even better to hear you.
Oh, I can say it again. Happy Friday. I know.
That's it.
One of those weeks. You're getting a little glimpse into what my week was like, but I'm so happy to wish you a very early happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to be older tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, it's
and I felt like I passed the old age 3 years ago, so this is
the goal.
Every year I can put another mark on the wall, you know, and still have the ability to do that. I figure it's a better year. So, it'll be fun. I've got some friends that are going to go do dinner with us, and we're going to just have some good food and kind of chill, which would be kind of nice. But this week we got an unexpected pleasure, from some friends who invited us to see the world's greatest living tenor, in New York City last night. And, he gave a free concert in Times Square yesterday. You're not far. Did you hear any of the ruckus going on when Mr. Bocelli was warming up his pipes?
I wish I could say that I was able to hear it, but we're two blocks away, and unfortunately, I know he has a strong voice, but he wasn't able to bring it all the way up to the the floor that we're on here.
Yeah, well, so he's got a brand new movie that's coming out. I guess it's April 2nd. And it's one of these events where they beam the movie to the movie complex. They don't even send films anymore. They just beam it digitally. And it's going to play for four nights nationwide, April 2nd through 6th. It's called The Journey with Andrea Bocelli. And last night, in the heart of Times Square, he did a free open-air concert. Some of the other people that participated were Michael W. Smith, this duo called The Two Cellos. He's got this quartet of guitars that are called 40 Fingers that accompanied on some things. But then after the concert was over, they wandered over to the AMC 25 and had a private screening of this film. And, Christine, I don't know if you're like a normal person that just raves about Italy all the time. I've never been, so I can't be in that category yet. But this is a lot of drone shots of central Italy, the Tuscan region and so forth. There's this famous journey that a couple of monks took from Milan down to Rome, and they went down the Via Francigena, I guess is the road. It's the road that actually connects Canterbury in England all the way to Rome. But it was the main road that they used to get to and from Rome when it was the kind of capital of the world. And he recreated a part of that with his wife, and they rode horseback, starting at the Vatican, and then went to his house. North of there, about 250 miles. And along the way, he has these musician friends that show up and ride with him for a section of it. They go to one of the, you know, classic churches that are there. They do several songs. And then he's back on the horses going back towards home again. And he kind of did this on his own after COVID to kind of just deal with the stress of and he rode horses when he was younger and before he turned blind. And so he recreated this with these musicians. And now it's going to be in the theaters April 2nd through the 6th. And I got to tell you, it was mind-blowing how beautiful the entire thing was. The cinematography is just incredible. But the music's really good, too. And he's got classical and some contemporary stuff. And he ends the film with this very big production of a well-known song, and it ends on a line that for him poetically, I and I'm not going to spill the beans, but you just cannot get a more poetic ending to this film than the very last line of the very last song that he sings before it fades to black. And it's it just rips your heart out. You're just like, whoa. And it was just really cool. So that was that.
Well, it sounds beautiful. And he is beautiful, not only in voice, but beautiful family.
Kind
I saw
spirit.
When they,
yeah.
Yeah, they when they opened up Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, he had his son and his granddaughter, I believe, all singing together, which was really beautiful. So great. He's just such a great spirit, and I think New York is blessed to be able to host him every year he comes for his concerts at Radio City. I know his good friend Jules Nasso.
And he sells them out, doesn't he? Like he does a couple of shows each year because
they
go quick. Yeah.
Right. Yep. I would love to go see one of his shows. So, but yeah, thanks for sharing that, and I will definitely look forward to
it. And
the
he was
theater.
Even asked, why did you make the movie? And this was his quick response.
And I really hope that watching movie people can find new hope and deeper faith.
He wants to leave the world finding new hope and deeper faith. Thought that was very powerful.
That's beautiful.
Very cool New York moment last night. What are we talking about tonight on the show? We got a big lineup.
We're talking baseball. And we're bringing back two friends of ours, Tracy Neperant from the Myriad Restaurant Group, who we've had on the show, I think, four times, and Marty Appel. You know, he is the author, was a spokesperson for the Yankees. He has a new book out, Pinstripes by the Tail. It comes out in May, on May 2nd. So they're going to give us some insights on what they think the season's going to look like. Opening day for both the Yankees and the Mets will be on Thursday, March 30th. So
isn't that crazy?
Exciting year. Yeah.
It's like baseball's here.
I know.
We survived winter. It's done.
Yeah. Well, it's been a mild winter, and I think that's what's kind of lulled us into like this confusion, perhaps. But and also, opening day, traditionally, I would go to the Yankees, and it was always the first week of April. Even though it's 2 days from April 1st, it just feels like in March, you don't expect to go to opening day. I mean, that's just my recollection. So, it's quite the experience to go to either opening day, but I've always tended to go to the Yankee games for opening day.
Your family's all Yankees. There's no Mets.
We've always been
crowd.
Yankee, just like Marty Appel, you know, born and raised in Brooklyn, my family. And for some reason, they became Yankee fans when the Dodgers left. So there you go.
Well, you know, and I don't think they've ever forgiven the Dodgers since. So.
Right. Right. And then I think we have, if that's not going to be fun enough, we have a comedian coming on, Kevin.
Yes, a comedian, not a comedian.
A comedian.
Mm-hmm. Erica Rhodes is her name. We actually featured her on that Kevin show last week. She was the comedian that we did a little highlight from. And she's coming to New York. She's going to be here on the 30th. She's playing one show only at the Midnight Theater. And I was going to ask you, have you been to that venue? I have not visited it yet. It looks crazy good. It's all high tech, and it's the menu looks incredible. They've got a chef of some renown there, and she's going to be doing one night only there, and then she's going to be at the Brokerage, which if people are familiar with Belmore or Long Island, it's the Governor's Comedy Club in Belmore.
Okay.
So that's a couple of nights after that. But she's doing one night in Manhattan at the Midnight Theater, and we'll get to get to know her little bit.
It's unfortunately it's the same night. That is a very busy night on Thursday, March 30th, because that's also the night of our Phantom farewell party for the Broadway Association, and we're
opening day. Comedy,
I know, opening day,
Phantom.
Farewell to Phantom. But no, I haven't been to the Midnight Theater, but I hear wonderful things. It's 75 Manhattan West Plaza, and Manhattan West is absolutely beautiful. It was built by Brookfield, sort of to the west of Penn Station, and they did a great job with that. Also, Rachel Firestein, who is an up-and-coming comedian, will also be playing there, I think April 6th or 7th, and she's really a lot of fun, and she does a lot of work with our friends, the Friends of Firefighters, if you recall the group gives the confidential free mental health care counseling to firefighters and their families.
All right, big show straight ahead. Baseball and funnies. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, I tell you every single week that Mike Connors will answer one of your questions, one of your real questions here personally. And Mike, this week's question comes from John in Queens. He says, Mike, my aunt died. I can't afford to pay for the funeral, but I know she had life insurance policy. Can I collect that to pay for her funeral? Mike Connors.
Well, the big question on that, who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy? Yes, if you're the beneficiary, you can collect that, and you can work with your funeral director, and most of them, I think, will do this. If you're not the beneficiary, you may have a problem, but then again, who is the beneficiary? Maybe they should pay for the funeral. But some people are under the mistaken impression that if you have an insurance policy, it's used to pay for a funeral, and it's automatic. It doesn't quite work that way. That money belongs to the beneficiary.
Even if it's an insurance policy that's specifically designed to be for post-death expenses?
Ahead of time, the aunt could have made a deal with the funeral parlor and assigned the policy over to the funeral parlor. But if she didn't do that, that money belongs to the beneficiary.
Well, it's important to know these things. And friends, that's why we're always telling you the biggest mistake you can have happened with your end of life planning is to just not plan at all. So call Mike Connors and his team at Connors and Sullivan this week. Get your plans looked at. See what you need. Maybe it's a will. Maybe it's a trust. The McCulloughs have done this. We certainly recommend the wonderful team at Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And then Mike will be ready to answer more questions from you. Just send them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning for on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is tired of the fear-mongering.
Al Gore and these other crackpots have been saving the world since 1990 at least. Every 12 years we're warned it's too late if we don't do anything. And we do almost nothing except ruin people's lives. The damage that the latest panic mongers are doing is daily in the news.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So I want to give you a little peek behind the curtain at radio. A year ago, we had these two guys on separately. And someone, I don't know if it was AB or Nick or somebody, but somebody said to Christine, hey, why don't we get both of them on at the same time next time and talk baseball? So, Christine, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk some Yankees and some Mets and what the years are looking like. Why don't you introduce our esteemed returning guests?
Yes. Returning to Radio Night Live, we have two wonderful friends, Tracy Neeparan, who is the partner at Myriad Restaurant Group. And you've been on many times, Tracy, to talk about the fantastic restaurants in New York City that participate in Restaurant Week, since you were so closely involved as the chairman of the restaurant committee for many, many years. And your wonderful restaurants like the Tribeca Grill and Nobu 57, and so many others, which we will get to. And then, but tonight you are representing the New York Mutts. I mean Mets. Sorry.
Oh, ouch.
Easy, Christine. There she goes. Easy.
There she goes.
A little brushback pitch right there.
That's it. That's it. And she's then, walking you off the plate, man.
You are right. Are right, because he's always right. We have Marty Appel, who is another dear friend, has been on our show before. And Marty Appel is considered the accidental Yankee fan because he was starting out actually answering mail for Mickey Mantle. And then just got to know all of the ins and outs of the Yankee clubhouse, got to be very close with George Steinbrenner, and, you know, is sort of the muse of George Costanza, if you will. But, in you know, Marty has also written a ton of books on the Yankees and just came out with his brand new one called Catch a Pinstripe by Its Tail. Did I get that right? Probably not.
Pinstripes by the tail.
That's right. Okay, so welcome.
All right.
Welcome, Marty Appel, representing the New York Yankee fans of New York, and Tracy Neporant representing the New York Mets fans of the New York area. So, gentlemen, welcome to Radio Night Live. And Kevin McCullough, since you are from Texas but love baseball, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to question my host first. You know, what's your prediction for the season, Mets or Yankees?
Me? I haven't had a chance to talk to the two experts yet. Answer me again at the end of our next two segments with them.
We will.
But
let me,
let me throw Jacob DeGrom. You have Jacob DeGrom in Texas now.
And I'm sorry what we did there. Kind of not sorry. But, no, let me ask both of you. Off-season is all about management, you know, changes. I mean, managing players, getting people signed, picking up free agents, you know, moving people off the roster. How would you rate your particular team's offseason this year, and what are they showing you thus far in the pregame? Marty, let's start with you.
Well, I think for Yankee fans, not enough was done, and we didn't think we would go into the new season looking at a lineup with Aaron Hicks and Josh Donaldson, and you know, where were the replacements for them? Aaron Boone, I'm sure in his mind, kind of envisions the way the first 30 days are going to go, who's going to start, who might roll into a regular position. But I know the Yankee fans would generally be disappointed that Donaldson and Hicks remain apparently key characters in their nine-man lineup.
Yeah. I mean, you did get the Judge deal done. So, I mean, you took care of the biggest single attraction you had last year for sure.
Kevin, that's true, but with all of the greatness that Aaron Judge provides, we're still the same team as had Aaron Judge last year. It wasn't as though we improved exponentially by adding Judge's bat. So you got to show us where's the improvement. And, of course, we have 162 games to go.
Tracy, what say you in Mets camp?
I think it was a great offseason. I mean, you know, we didn't like losing DeGrom, obviously, but he was hurt a lot. And, you know, to give him the kind of money he was asking for when he pitched like, you know, 20-something times the last 2 years was, you know, a lot to ask. But we got Justin Verlander, the reigning Cy Young winner from the Houston Astros. That's a tremendous pickup. The guy, you know, in his entire career, he's been healthy, except for he had Tommy John surgery, but he came back strong last year with a Cy Young year. So we're confident that we'll get a lot of work out of him. Of course, we've got Max Scherzer. We picked up Kodai Senga from Japan. You saw the World Baseball Classic Japan ended up winning. So there's a lot of talent in Japan, and I think we got a pitcher from there who's going to be very interesting to watch. And we have a lot of young talent that may not make the team, but is chomping at the bit to get onto the team. So I'm very optimistic. I mean, the one thing I'm upset about, obviously, we lost Diaz, our closer, who was lights out last year, arguably the best closer in baseball for that one season. And that's a lot to lose. But ironically, we have two former Yankees in Robertson and Ottavino, who will be the first two guys that we call out of the bullpen, I guess. And there are others. And the one thing I'm happy about is that we have ownership that has resources that I think will fill in the blanks when needed. And when the Mets need players, they're not going to be reticent to spend the money to get them. And that's something that was not always the case in the history of the team.
All right. So now the Coens and the Mets have Steinbrenner money, or that kind of money available. Or
maybe even more than Steinbrenner money.
More than the four of us combined.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, and what's great is he's investing it in the team. And I think that's why, people appreciate what he's doing. You can see that he's investing it. Are there any other trades or additions that we haven't seen yet, Tracy, or do we have an eye on some other players that maybe you know about since you're so involved with the team?
I think that they're going to go into the season with the team that they have and see how things transpire as things go along. I mean, the one thing that you can never anticipate are injuries. You lose a key player and you have to fill in the blanks there. We have a guy, a young guy, Beatty, who's chomping at the bit to be the third baseman, and he's being blocked right now, but he's a good talent. We have a lot of young guys who really could be in the major leagues now, and in normal seasons they would be, but I think that they don't want them to be sitting around. They want them to be playing every day. So the Mets used to have a farm system that was kind of leaking and not really generating a lot of talent. And now it looks like we have talent and they're investing in better facilities, better coaching, better instruction. Hmm. And so I think that moving forward, the farm system is going to feed the team some talented players. So it's not just a question of outbidding everybody else for established players. It's also being able to fill in with young, talented players who you get at smaller salaries but could be around for a decade or so.
Well, that's really where the excitement starts to build, too, when you have unknowns that start to pay off for you in a big way. And then, man, all of a sudden, every seat sold every game. Gents, both of the teams started last year out with a bang. I mean, they came out of spring training, and they just hit it running. And for the longest time, I believe they led their divisions. We got to take a break. When we come back, do you expect kind of the same kind of rocket start that they both jumped out to last year? And, it was this close that we didn't get both of them in the postseason. But let's take that break. And when we come back, we're visiting with Marty Appel and Tracy Neporant. Marty Appel, of course, baseball author and historian. And Tracy, the director of marketing and partner at the Myriad Restaurant Group. Mets versus Yankees. It's baseball night here at Radio Night Live. And a little bit later on, we've got comic Erica Rhodes joining us, who's got a very special date coming up in the city that we don't want you to miss. That's all straight ahead.
Sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy with Route 22 Toyota.
Dennis Prager here. Visit the Holy Land with me and Inspiration Cruises and Tours. No other trip will be like it. The Stand with Israel Tour. Call 855-565-5519 or visit standwithisraeltour.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm in my early 60s. I can't tell you how good I feel all day, especially because I work about a 12 and a half hour shift. I mean, I get up at 4 and I'm at work at 5:30. You know, the afternoons, I would start to kind of lag a little bit, you know, start slowing down. Well, within a day or two, I was not lagging. I had energy. I mean, I was singing and, you know, kind of dancing around a little bit. And I mean, the only thing I changed was balance of nature. That's no lie. That's the truth. I mean, I see it in the commercials and I believe it because I live it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Okay, you may remember last year there was a question as to how the teams were going to do, and right out of the chute, they both jumped out to leads in their divisions, and I would say it surprised a lot of people initially, but held on to those spots through a very kind of grueling season. Marty Appel and Tracy Neeporan are back with us. Christine Nicholas is here, of course, as always on Fridays. But, gents, Marty, when I asked you the first question in the last segment, you were kind of like, I don't know, you know, the first 30 days, you didn't sound too confident about what they did. And what I'm hearing from Tracy is hunger, hunger, hunger. Young kids that want it, veterans that are being brought in to get it done. That's a competitive environment, even in their own locker room. In sports teams I've been around, that tends to pay off big in dividends let down the road. What do you think, Marty? How's the start go for the Yankees this year?
I think you were right. I was kind of pessimistic in my opening remarks, but there are some Yankee prospects lingering, maybe ready for the opening day roster, including Anthony Volpe as an infielder. And a lot of attention has been paid to him this spring. When they get Carlos Rodon back as a starting pitcher, with Cole and Rodon, they're going to be very strong as a 1-2 punch, almost like Scherzer and Verlander are on the Mets. So good things can happen. The Yankees could, I think, use a stronger closer than Clay Holmes. An ideal Yankee lineup to me is having Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield almost every day and DJ LeMahieu playing third base. And all of a sudden, you feel like we're strong top to bottom. So we have to see how it plays out. We're discussing this a week before opening day, and things could happen.
Yeah.
Well, and just to chime in, opening day is on Thursday for the Yankees. It's a day opener. And they have announced that Gerrit Cole will be their starter. Remember Gerrit Cole, he was 13-8 in last season, and he topped Major League Baseball with 257 strikeouts. So he's scheduled to be on the mound against the San Francisco Giants. What will happen the following 3 days? They haven't announced who will be the other pitchers. Do you have any insider information on that, Marty, who we can expect to see this next week?
I don't, but I wanted to point out that opening day is against the Giants. Aaron Judge almost signed with the Giants. Could you have imagined opening day at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, man. That would have not gone well for Giants. Him. Yeah.
That was a memorable introduction.
Right, and now I think in his honor they have a 99 burger or something like that at Yankee Stadium. So, Tracy, what do you expect to happen on opening day, which is also on Thursday for the Mets? And I don't really recall they ever having opening days, Mets and Yankees, on the same day. Is that the case?
Well, they're not. The Mets are opening on the road. The one thing I will say about the Yankees is they have the best historian in Marty Appel. I mean,
yes.
He's written amazing books, and I've read so many of them, and I love the Casey Stengel book in particular. I think the Mets are going to get off to a good start because they have a manager who pays attention to all the details. I don't know if it's going to be identical to last year. I mean, a lot of things can happen. You know, it's not just what you do. It's what the other teams do, too. Buck Showalter is a tremendous manager. He's finite about details, and you could see it last year. I didn't think when the season started that was going to be a team that would win 100 games, 101 games. And, you know, he put their nose to the grindstone, and I think he's back another year. And he's got a good coaching staff. And I think he's got players with character. So I think that in our division, in the Mets National League East, you have to play well the whole year because the whole division is pretty good. I mean, obviously the Phillies finished third and they ended up in the World Series. The Braves, of course, were defending world champions. And the Nationals, I think, were terrible last year, but I think they'll probably be better. And we know that the Marlins have a lot of young talent and very good pitching at the top.
Real quickly, final thought, just a sentence or two, and do you win the division? Do you get into the playoffs? What are you thinking is going to happen? Marty, we'll start with you.
A lot will be topsy-turvy to fans this year, things they haven't really appreciated yet, like rule changes, but also the schedule changes. Now you play every other team in the major leagues, not just in your league and a few from the other league. So the Yankees and the Red Sox, for instance, will only play 13 games this year against each other. Fans are going to have to get used to all of a sudden we're in September. Why is Yankees playing Cincinnati?
Yeah.
So let's see how the schedule holds up.
Tracy, final thought from you.
I think that the Mets are going to win the division. I think they're going to be highly motivated to do it. Last year, they lost the division on the very last day to the Braves, and
so
they paid the price. It was terrible because they would have had a bye in that first round. So they had to play right away, and so they learned their lesson. So I'm hopeful, and I'm expecting that they're going to get to the finish line this year and win the division. And after that, if you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. It would be great if it's Yankees and Mets, last two teams standing in October. That would be wonderful.
Well, let's have you back in October and see if it happens. We'll work it out then. Gentlemen, thank you. Very fun talking about it tonight. Thank you for being here. We're coming right back. She's Christine. I'm Kevin.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is, in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798. 0798.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, some people don't know this. On Saturday nights on our sister network, the Salem News Channel, I have a weekly two-hour variety show, kind of a Letterman meets Gutfeld kind of thing going on, and we have been introducing some lesser known comics kind of through their own work through this year, and into our 10th episode have yet to be canceled, so I'm thankful for that, Christine. But last week we were very honored to have Erica Rhodes be able to join us via some of her Dry Bar comedy that she recorded with them a while back. And we were kind of communicating back and forth before and after the appearance. And I said, you're going to be in New York sometime? And she said, yes, please let people know that I'm coming soon. And I said, well, why don't you let them know? So I invited her to come on the show. Christine, New York City, please meet Erica Rhodes. Erica, welcome to Radio Night Live.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you and fun to talk about this. Now, I've got a couple of questions, but Christine, I'm curious if you've got any right off the top of your head, like women in comedy. Why? How come there's not more of them?
Well, you know, I'm a good friend with Caroline Hirsch, and we know that, you know, from the 30 years that she's been here sort of producing comedy, it has really gained quite a bit. But we're just so happy that Erica Rhodes is joining us tonight, and also will be joining in New York City at the Midnight Theater. Erica, tell us a little bit about the tour that you're on, and where New York fits in your tour.
Yeah, so I've been on the road quite a bit, and I'm about to record my second album. I did my first album, and it was called Sad Lemon, and I recently put it on YouTube, and it's been doing pretty well, actually, but that was 4 years ago. And now I'm about to do my second album. And so I'm running it in New York. I'm going to run it at the Midnight Theater, like the full hour. And it's all new stuff, some dark material, some material about, you know, my age and kind of like being a single woman at this time in my life and just things like that, you know, society.
Yeah, I know it's rough being 23 and single, Erica. That's hard. It's...
Yeah, but you know, this Kevin's got a birthday coming up, Erica, so maybe you can give him some advice. He's got a birthday tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's not single, and he's happily married, but I love your line.
Add 30 to the 23, and you've got me, so that's, you know.
I love your line about how you get married, and then you're divorced, and then you live happily ever after again.
So, yeah, when is your birthday, Kevin?
It's literally tomorrow. I turned 53 literally at midnight tonight, yeah, so...
Are you an Aries or what a Taurus?
I don't know that stuff. I think it's Aries.
Yeah, I'm an Aries. My birthday's April 5th, so it's coming up.
Okay,
too.
Then we're in the same. What are we? Water? Is that what we are?
No, we're fire.
Oh, we're fire.
I'm Pisces.
Okay.
You're fire. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I'm on the cusp, Pisces and Aries, so I have a little bit of both. But yeah, get two Aries together. Watch out. I'm glad you guys aren't in the same room right now.
Oh yeah. Well, Erica, I grew up with both my parents were Aries, so it was fire all the time.
I recently heard about your idea of a perfect date, particularly in New York City, and it involved Subways and pizza. And I was wondering if you could recount that for us.
Sure. I mean, first of all, I just love when you're on the subway and everybody loses cell phone reception at the same time, because then you're just sort of forced to look at someone in the eye. You know, you're just like suddenly aware of other human beings. So you just sort of stare at them until, you know, someone gets off the train, you know, but you don't know what happens. And then, and then I was getting pizza the other day, and you know, all the pizza shops are so small. There's like only a couple chairs. And, so there's only one empty seat in the whole place. And this guy just sat down in the empty seat right in front of me. And we just ate our pizza in total silence, just staring into each other's eyes until we both finished our pizza. We both walked, you know, away. We went our separate directions and we never said a word. And I was like, that was the best date I've ever been on, you know, at least in like 15 years, because nobody said anything dumb. It lasted the perfect length of time, and we never have to see each other again. That's, you know, I was like, that's true love.
Have you worked the Midnight Theater before? Have you been there?
I did a showcase with as part of the New York Comedy Festival a couple months ago.
Okay.
And it's a great little theater. It's really classy. It's a perfect size. It's a small, intimate theater, but they have food, drinks, and it's like they just do a really good job. It's like a really nice place to go see comedy.
You're going to be opening in Vegas for Bill Burr coming up next month. Is that right?
Yes. That show doesn't need any advertising. He's selling out left and right.
Sorry.
I'm the one who needs the help. But
well,
yes, I'm very excited. He's one of my favorite comics, so I'm really excited to open for him. And he's also a Boston guy, and I'm from Boston. We have that in common, too.
Well, as long as you limit your Red Sox material on the 30th, I think you'll be in good shape. I wouldn't advise.
I know. I don't know anything about sports. Like, people are always disappointed. They're like, Red Sox? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
we did have two mayors recently, our last two mayors before our current mayor. They were both Red Sox fans, both from Boston. One was great, Mayor Bloomberg, and the last one, Mayor de Blasio, was a disaster. So I think New Yorkers are going to have him in their head when you say Boston. So ixnay on the Boston Red Sox. You know, I would just,
okay,
that's my advice as a New Yorker.
I won't identify as Bostonian. I'll just say I used to live in New York, and now I live in L.A.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's and L.A. is its own universe, isn't it? Very different creatures out there than the
it
East
is.
Coast.
You know,
how would you describe the difference?
That when I come to New York, I definitely feel like I'm pretty soft now, and I get overwhelmed. Like I kind of prefer the fake nice over the real mean. Like New Yorkers are just tough. Like they just aren't. You know, they don't mince words, and they don't act excited to see you.
Which means if they are excited to see you, then it's real. See, I'm the opposite,
true.
Erica. I can operate in the, I would rather you be, you know, straightforward with me, what you think, as opposed to pat me on the back and saying, love you, and then, you know, stabbing me before I walk away, which is kind of how I picture the West Coast. But
I used to be like that, and now I'm just like, hello, can't you at least say hi in, like, a friendly way? Can't you acknowledge that I'm here?
Well, you can acknowledge that she's going to be at the Midnight Theater on March 30th. Come and see her. Erica, glad to have you back tonight. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Midnight Theater in New York City for tickets and info. Christine, you got some tips for us coming back.
We do. Yep.
And we got a lot because next week, opening days, Erica.
Yep.
Phantom
baseball.
Saying
yep.
Bye-bye. It's all happening next week. Let's
lots
take this break. Come
shows.
Right back.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call
your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, we have waited all show for this. This is, in fact, the only reason most people tune in, to hear Christine Nicholas give us the tips for the weekend so we know what to do. Lady Christine.
Well, thank you, Kevin McCullough. So, look, it was wonderful having our friends Marty Appel and Tracy Nipperant talking about baseball. So I just want to remind you folks, tune in and watch the Mets or the Yankees. You can watch them both. Opening day is on Thursday, March 30th. I don't know. I'm a little partial to the Yanks, and I know, but we'll see. We'll see.
A little.
What
you were talking smack before we even got them on the air. You were like, wow, stacking the
interview.
And
it had nothing to do with the fact that today is National Cocktail Day.
Are we sure? Can we verify that?
I don't know. Someone told me about it this morning with a fun little red drink.
That didn't mean to begin there. That was like they were telling you for later in the day.
Oh, I get it. Well, it is National Cocktail Day, so I think you can go celebrate. And if you're looking for a place to celebrate, try Ellen Stardust Diner with the Miss Saigon Sling or Music Man Martini. Or you can go to the Bon 45 because I know Kevin loves the Bon Spritz or the Negroni, which fabulous Negroni. Yeah, that is one of his favs. So, yeah. And by the way, if you're looking for, and I dare you to do this, the... The Apollo Amateur Night Auditions starts this Saturday, and since 1934, aspiring performers have come to the Apollo prepared to be good or be gone, as the saying goes. Auditions for the iconic Amateur Night at the Apollo start from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the famous Apollo Theater, 253 West 125th Street. It's on a first-come, first-served basis, completely free to audition. So once you get selected, then you'll get invited to come back to one of the nights to perform at the Apollo. So
nice.
What would you even do, Kevin? What would your act be if you were to perform?
Probably a riff on fatherhood, because that just lends itself to all kinds of both gross and humorous experiences that I find that you can normally turn into some sort of laughter if you work hard enough. It's just a matter of being committed to the craft.
Well, and that fits best with my next and last tip, the Museum of Failure, which brings together over 159 products and services that were a total flop, but paved the way for other great inventions. It opened up in, it's at 220 36th Street in Brooklyn's Industry City, opened up this week through May 9th. They feature some of the odd products that have been developed over the years, such as, Colgate's beef lasagna frozen TV dinner toothpaste. Go figure.
Who on God's green earth said, let's put beef frozen lasagna flavor into toothpaste?
I know. And look, I make a mean lasagna, I have to say. I don't cook often, but
I don't
when
want
I
it
do,
to live on my on my taste buds for the rest of the night, though.
Right.
I brush my teeth for a reason.
My, Colgate, my fresh minty Colgate after my beef lasagna. But yeah, so there's that. There's also Coca-Cola Black. They have some other flops. Roger Clark from New York One, our good friend who's been on, he did a preview of it this morning on New York One, and I was just giggling. So anyway, check it out.
Well, that's all going down. And tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Salem News Channel, special broadcast of That Kevin Show. We're going to actually tackle the issue of human slavery and human trafficking and try to do something about it. So I don't know. If you can join us, that would be great. Salem News Channel. And then we'll be back next week. Have a great one.